name's Ellie Lambert.
Alethea Robertson.
Brooke Williams.
Daisy Moyers.
McKinley Smith.
Ashlyn Minnett.
I'm Lauren Nathan.
My name's Adelaide Baxter.
Those voices are from some of the young ladies of Girl Scout Troop 429, which is based in Highland County and who recently visited the WVLS studio. I spoke to their troop leaders to find out more.
I'm Mary Dowdy, and I am the Service Unit Manager for the Girl Scouts in Highland County.
And I'm Tammy Minnick, and I'm the troop leader for our Brownie/Junior Troop 429. We have girls in 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade.
In Girl Scouts, there are 6 levels of scouting. Our earliest scouts are Daisy Girl Scouts, and they are girls that are in K and 1. Then Brownie Girl Scouts are in grades 2 and 3. Junior Girl Scouts are in 4 and 5. Cadets Girl Scouts are 6, 7, and 8. Senior Girl Scouts are 9 and 10, and Ambassadors are 11 and 12th graders. In Highland County right now, we have between 35 and 40 active Girl Scouts.
They walk me through a typical meeting.
Our troop meets at the Monterey United Methodist Church right in the center of town. And the girls, most of them come on the bus from school, right after school on Mondays. And we start with doing a little Brownie and Junior Scouts opening ceremony. So we have the girls walk into a semicircle and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. They do the Girl Scout Pledge. Then we sit and we do attendance and we collect dues. And then we have a snack and then we do whatever our program for the day is. This week we decorated gingerbread houses, which we do pretty much every year. And then we put them on display at the church during wintertide. So it's a fun thing for the girls to do, and it also helps decorate the church since the church lets us use the space for Girl Scouts.
Not all activities take place at the church.
We sometimes do things like visit the radio station that is more just educational about what's available here in our county. We also sometimes do trips that have to do with different badges we're trying to earn. Like our troop is earning their first aid badge. So we had the rescue squad actually brought an ambulance to the church and showed the girls that ambulance and did a lot of information on first aid. And then another week we walked over and the medical center gave us a tour of all the different things that go on just to give the girls a better education about what's available here in town and also what to do in case there was an emergency.
And trips are not just confined to within the county.
One of the highlights of being a Girl Scout is we do a lot of traveling. We do raise a lot of money. It usually costs the girl very little out of her own pocket to travel. We have been to Savannah, Georgia, 8 times in my term as a Girl Scout leader, and that's where Juliet Lowe, the founder of Girl Scout, was born and raised. So we try to visit there every few years so every Girl Scout gets a chance to go there. We have taken numerous trips to Washington, D.C. There's so much to see there, and it's actually free once you get there. We've also traveled to Pennsylvania, New York, and several other places like that. We welcome all girls from 5 to 18 to become Girl Scouts in Highland County. To become a Girl Scout, there is a registration that you need to go through, and I would gladly help you with that. You can call me at 468-2356, or you can email me at mghdowdy@gmail.com. We also look for adult volunteers, and as an adult volunteer, you do need to register as a Girl Scout, and then you're eligible to go on any outing, help at any meeting. Stay at a sleepover if you want, as long as you're a registered adult, and we're always looking for help. And the rewards of that is so great because it is fun not only for the girls, but for you also as an adult.
I asked about the benefits of becoming a Girl Scout.
The main thing with girls is teaching them to be leaders, leaders in our community, leaders in our state and in our country, and that has to begin at a very early age. Also, I think we try to instill the girls to give back. We do a lot of community service things too. So we try to instill them that yes, we like to do things and things for us, but we also like to give back to our community and that one day they'll be the leaders in our country.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.